This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A clearly weary governor met with the press today to discuss the status of the state's finances and the special session seeking to address them. John Bel Edwards says he keeps meeting with lawmakers, but they keep singing the same song.
Legislators are somehow hoping that money is just going to show up. I learned a long time ago that hoping is not really a course of action.
In fact, he says state economist Dr. Jim Richardson yesterday told the administration that less money is showing up.
We likely have an additional $200 million hole in the current year in terms of the revenue that we can expect to come in, which, as you know, next fiscal year after we make our state debt payments, we then have to close out whatever that deficit is.
That means the hole for the budget year that starts in 2 weeks is effectively $800 million rather than $600
million. Most of the revenue that has come out of the House, in fact, almost all of the revenue that's come out of the House thus far, really just gets us back to where we were. We haven't raised additional dollars yet for some of these priorities.
The added $200 million hole is due to lower than anticipated corporate tax collections. The governor says that should make Rick Ward's Senate Bill 10, making industry choose between tax breaks, more acceptable to lawmakers.
It seems to me like ending double dipping right now is a prudent thing to do.
But he also worries that for some legislators, the doomsday scenario will have to play out.
2 weeks from today in 14 days, any deficits from this year or next which the legislature refuses to address will begin to take effect in the form of real cuts.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.